On Rhode Island College Week, mathematical models can help with predicting the future. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, David Abrahamson, professor of mathematical sciences, discusses this exciting part of mathematical study.
One of the most fascinating fields in applied mathematics is something called mathematical modeling. In mathematical modeling, we try to create mathematical representations of real-world processes. These representations can then be used to make predictions and to help with decision-making. Many phenomena are well understood and appropriate models are in place. For example, the mathematical model for radioactive decay has been understood for decades, and important science like carbon dating is a result. The challenge in mathematical modeling is how to deal with new situations. A model has to satisfy multiple criteria. First and most obviously, it has to actually fit the available data. The numbers and predictions that a proposed model produces have to be a close match to the information from the real world. Second, the model has to be based on science that matches the process at hand. One cannot take a bunch of points on a graph and simply fit some mathematical equation to them without having good reason to believe that that equation is appropriate to the underlying dynamics. There have been many examples of significant errors where this part of the modeling process has been overlooked, including, in the spring of 2020, some wildly incorrect predictions for the course of the COVID-19 epidemic in the United States. A few years ago, I was part of a small team that modeled the population of a particular type of marine life off the coast of the northeastern U.S. An oceanographer collected data about the population, and one of my colleagues and I worked with him to use a variant of a differential equations population model to learn what oceanic and atmospheric factors are most important to the long-term value of the population. Every bit we learn about the various populations in the vast ocean food web is a step toward a more sustainable future.
That was David Abrahamson of Rhode Island College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.